And Joe, what makes Vernon Davis so dangerous, and what are some of the things that you guys can do to try to neutralize a guy like that?
You know, he's an NFL tight end, and you know, he's good at what he does. He's very explosive. You know, a deep threat. He can, once he get the ball, he can get upfield. He can make defenders miss. So, you know, I think that's what makes him pretty special at his position.
There are a lot of tight ends like that in the league. Is he comparable to some of the other guys you face?
You know, I think he possesses different talents, and I think they all possess different talents. I think he's a lot faster than pretty much every tight end you're going to face in this league. I think he's definitely amongst the fastest, if not the fastest. So I think that's what, you know, puts him over the edge in a tight end category.
And Phil, you've been here before. How hard is it to block out what's on the other side of this game and just focus on something?
You know, I mean, you think about it. You think about it, and I think that's what also keeps you driving. But at the same time, you know, we have to take it one game at a time, one play at a time, and I think that's what is our primary focus, and that's going to be our only focus going into this game. It's not going to affect him. You know, Eli will be fine. You know, nothing's going to stop him at this point. And I'm pretty sure a lot of us feel the same way. And, you know, he's our leader. I'm not sure he's going to come out there and be prepared and lead us come Sunday. You know, it's not going to affect us much. You know, we just have to react to it. And, you know, it may alter their game plan a little bit, probably make them run the ball a little bit more effective and shorten up the throws a little bit. But, you know, nothing that no player in the NFL haven't faced already before. You know, we played in muddy games, rain games, snow, doesn't matter what it is. And, you know, we've all been a part of those games. So I don't think the weather's going to have much effect on the game at all. I mean, it's not anything you need to practice. You need to make sure you have the proper equipment. You know, maybe get some studded cleats, you know, that can grip the ground and stick in the ground a little bit harder. And, you know, and you play the game. You know, you can't really worry about, you know, the weather conditions. That's out of our control. That's nothing we can't control, nothing we're going to try to control. And, you know, just keep your eye on the prize. You know, we're focused on this game.
Andrew, are other guys coming down with a bug? Anybody else know?
I don't know. I didn't even know Eli came down with a bug until she said so. You know, we're just going through the motion in practice, you know, trying to make sure we have the best up-tempo practice we can have.
Hakeem was saying that when it's muddy out there, the advantage is to the receiver because he knows where he's going, and not so easy for the defensive backs who have to react to that. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I mean, that's Hakeem's statement. You know, it's not my statement. You know, I'm a defender, so I don't feel that there's any advantages. You know, when you're playing a game of football, you know, same thing. You know, we're both going to be playing on the same field, you know, and they know what they're doing when the field is dry. So, you know, I think it's the same scenario, to be honest with you.
Do you remember the feeling and the realization that you were going to the Super Bowl when you were the Cardinals and sort of how that hit you?
You know, I mean, honestly, I'm not trying to cut you short, but, you know, we're not really answering questions about the Super Bowl right now. You know, I answer all the questions you want about San Francisco, but question about Super Bowl, I'm not going to answer.
Yeah, one more question.
Angel, Alex Smith showed he can run the ball as well as throw it, especially that run for the touchdown against New Orleans. What are some of the things the secondary needs to do against a guy who can run like he can?
We're going to play our game. You know, we're going to play our game. We faced a guy, Aaron Rodgers, last week that can run just as well as Alex Smith. Alex Smith, you know, I played against him twice in Arizona, so, you know, we're very aware of his capabilities, and, you know, he is a great athlete, you know, with, as far as running the ball and throwing the ball. So, you know, with that being said, you know, we're going to rally to it. We're going to rally to it, and, you know, I can promise you one thing, he won't run the ball too much. All right.